It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Logan Couture back the other way in for Barbara. He wraps it around. Allen gets the pad down. They score. Stick to it of us at the net, and Matt Nieto jams it home. Allen, and the Sharks lead 1-0.
Yeah, for sure. It's an adjustment every time, there's a new coach or a new coaching staff and also a new goalie coach. We're still obviously finding that, trying to, get to know each other, everyone in the team and me personally with the coaches. Trying to find that chemistry and that the way to kind of work daily. But it's going to a good direction, I think. We're going step by step, and it's obviously great to get some results as well.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Once again, we are waking up winners. It had been far too long, and look out for the road San Jose Sharks. I have zero explanation as to what is going on with the Sharks on the road this year. I wish I had some greater answer. I wish I could tell you, oh, well, when they get on the road, X, Y, Z is happening because they are doing A, B, and C, and it is leading to 1, 2, and 3. And I got nothing for you. I got nothing in terms of why the Sharks are so much better on the road than they are at home. And especially now when we consider that it's pretty deep into the year, they've had a great month from Logan Couture and Erik Karlsson, and there's all sorts of things that we look at where we say to ourselves, well, the Sharks should be better at home and they shouldn't be this good on the road. There's no explanation. I don't really have a problem with them being good on the road. Obviously, I think they should be better at home, but you look at where the Sharks are right now. They are 6-5-0 on the road. That means that three quarters of their wins have been on the road. And at this point, they're 8-13-4. They are 1 point back of sixth place Vancouver, 3 points back of Calgary, 4 points back of Edmonton, 8 back of LA, 11 back of Seattle, and 15 back of Vegas in the division. If we want to look at the more pertinent idea of where they are in the wild card race right now, well, Edmonton has 24 and Calgary has 23, and the Sharks have 20 right now. They're in seventh in the wild card, just like they are in the division. But, I keep on saying this with the Sharks. If they had, gotten even half of the 10 to 12 to maybe even a couple more points that they had let get away, let's say they just get two of those wins that it looked like they could have had, the Sharks are in a playoff spot today, and it changes the entire dynamic of the season. And I wish that that was not the case. I wish that the Sharks had maximized their ability to get points throughout the early goings of this season, but that has definitely been an issue. But they're on the road once again. They're 1-for-1 on this road trip. And, I got to say, I feel pretty good about where they're headed in terms of, what they're going to do against Toronto later today. I mean, this is a Sharks team that I feel confident in on the road, and it's completely different than what we saw in the last homestand, although there was that one game away in Seattle. But, the Sharks just played with confidence right out the gate yesterday. And I suppose if I had to look and or point to one thing, maybe even saying the start is not even, particular enough, but it just felt like the Sharks out of the gate yesterday in the game played with more confidence. And then when you get that goal from Matt Nieto 90 seconds into the game, that does change things. We've looked at the Sharks over the course of this season, and it feels like far too often they have not gotten off to a great start, and they went through some different spells where they're giving up early goals in games. And that's going to happen over the course of the NHL season, but you don't want it to become part of your DNA. And the Sharks, to their credit, yesterday they came out pretty hot out of the gate yesterday and were able to score that quick goal, and that got momentum going in their favor, and they score the goal. It's challenged. They go on the power play. Even though they didn't score on the power play throughout the game, it just felt like there was more confidence in general. I thought the Sharks, many of their power plays, despite the fact they didn't score a goal on the power play yesterday, that they looked like they were in command, creating good opportunities. Obviously, yesterday was one of those rare games where Erik Karlsson did not get a point, which seems like that's just been the definition of the season, is Erik Karlsson racking up points in every single game. But, you know, I thought he created good looks. I thought that, you know, there was one power play where he stayed out for the entire time, and I just thought, God, look at that confidence. You know, the Erik Karlsson is confident at home and away, but it felt like in that game yesterday, like his confidence was bleeding through to the rest of the team. And I also think that you don't look any further than Kaapo Kähkönen and the way that he was playing and the way that his confidence bled through to the rest of the team, because he made huge stops, athletic stops, acrobatic stops, in addition to just being very sound overall in terms of his management. He never got rattled. He handled the rush. He made some very good stops. He wasn't giving up juicy rebounds. He was playing like the Kaapo Kähkönen that we expected him to be when they acquired him last year. And it's hard when you go back and forth with another keeper the way the Sharks have done it this year. Excuse me, I've been watching too much soccer. Another goaltender. But you saw in his game yesterday exactly why the Sharks traded for him. And to me, Kaapo is one of those momentum guys where he needs to get that consistent play, where he needs to be out there a lot, especially at his age and being relatively untested in the NHL. And I would not be surprised to see him in net again on the second night of a back-to-back, as Reimer is on injured reserve and they want to try and get a good thing going out here on the road. And that's not to take anything away from Dell, but, you know, there's a reason that he is not consistently up with the Sharks, whereas, you know, Kaapo and Reimer have been. So I expect to see him in net again today, and I'm just looking forward to seeing exactly what the Sharks bring on the second leg of this back-to-back, because, you know, it's obviously, it's not easy, you know, to play in a back-to-back, but I feel like the Sharks played with an incredible amount of confidence last night, and I hope that that carries through into today's game against Toronto. And you want it to continue to carry through on everything the Sharks do throughout this month. You know, they end this month, you know, with the win yesterday. They've got a chance to win in Toronto today. And even though Toronto is better than they were when the Sharks fared against them earlier this year, I'm curious to see what exactly they bring. Then they get Thursday and Friday off, and then they get the Saturday and Sunday back-to-back off before they're home on Wednesday the 7th, hosting Vancouver, hopefully looking for a little bit of revenge, and then going to Anaheim and again looking for a little revenge after their performances against them earlier this season. Then they're back home hosting Arizona. But, you know, they have the opportunity now, because I view Toronto as beatable. I believe Ottawa is beatable. I believe that Buffalo is beatable. And if that means that Kaapo has to go on two back-to-backs and play in all of these games, then you know what? If he wants to establish himself and wants to prove that he should be the guy here in San Jose, this is his opportunity. Not that I think that he is immediately going to steal things away from Reimer, or that the Sharks don't need to balance things out. But at the same time, I do believe that onus being on Kaapo, needing to prove himself, needing to step up to the moment, this is going to be a big moment for him and can give us a good idea of where this season's going to go in terms of our goalies. And I like the idea of these guys not just fighting for the time on the ice, but fighting to prove themselves and fighting to prove to the team why they should be the guy. It's not Kaapo versus Reimer or Reimer versus Kaapo. It is, you know, Reimer versus Reimer, Kähkönen versus Kähkönen. Get them to be their best selves. And I think that in watching what Kaapo did last night, we got a pretty good idea of what his best self is like. And just, again, the athletic and sometimes nearly acrobatic saves that he made, just in terms of, you know, managing all the different penalty kills the Sharks were on. It was a great performance, and it was a much needed performance. And we know that the Sharks need to start racking up these wins. It's been a tough start to the season. We want more wins, and hopefully we will get more wins. The penalty kill, again, it's such a reliable and consistent factor of where the Sharks are right now. And it actually makes their struggles that much more confounding, because if you look at a penalty kill, it just takes this type of conviction. It takes a certain type of, you know, nose to the grindstone mentality to where you're just going to not let the other team score. And the Sharks were perfect on the PK last night. you know, 5-on-3 situations, the start of the third period in particular where they get the kill and then they get the goal right thereafter where they're using that momentum to generate offense. That to me is such a weapon to have. It's just like your team has essentially decided like, nope, we're not going to let this deficit in terms of players on the ice be a problem for us. And usually when teams are like that, it means they can get many more wins. It means they can be a good team overall in the NHL. And I feel like, you know, if you look at the Sharks and the points that they've let slip away, it doesn't jive or line up with their performance on the penalty kill. I mean, this is a team that should be better than where they are, and the penalty kill is a great example of that. And you just look at what they've done over the past couple of years, and, you know, in the abbreviated season in 2021, I know the penalty kill was not as good, but otherwise, in recent history, the Sharks' kill has been something they can rely upon. And, you know, previously they were a good team in the NHL, but it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Like, usually teams that are good on the penalty kill, to me, it feels like that means they have the mentality to go out there and be a good team overall. But where the Sharks are right now, you know, they are very good in this one particular facet of their game. But like we've said with the Sharks all year long, when they're good in one area, it means that other areas are leaking. And if they could just bring everything even up a level, like everything doesn't have to be as high quality as their penalty kill. They just need to make certain areas of their game better. And especially the mental errors, the turnovers, the mistakes, those are things they need to improve. And actually, you know, last night, even though they did make some turnovers, it seemed like they were just more calm overall in responding to them. I mean, that's something that I keep on looking at and seeing that the Sharks, when they do make a turnover, when they do make a bad play, sometimes there's a little bit too much panic. And I think they're probably a little bit shell-shocked in that aspect. But last night, they handled it well. And again, if we just look at everything that we saw on the ice last night, there was a relative calmness to the Sharks game. Like, they just weren't letting anything phase them. They played, you know, very, very just smooth, even keeled over the course of the game, and they were opportunistic. I mean, that pass to Logan Couture to set up the third goal, I don't know what happened there with Montreal's defense. That was a blown assignment, but suddenly Couture's breaking up the ice with space and catches the stretch pass and scores. It was like, what the hell just happened? I mean, that was one of those things where you're opportunistic to the extent that you expect things to go a certain way. Like, I don't think Couture expected to have that much room, but sure enough, when he had that much time and space, he buried it. He made them pay. And yeah, it did trickle through. I don't care. I don't care if that was a trickle-through goal. It happened to James Reimer. Logan Couture has been doing this his entire life. If he puts a goal on frame with enough speed and enough maybe deception in where he's going to go with it that allows it to trickle through, that's not a goalie's mistake. That's Logan Couture's excellence. But back to the kill for just for a second, like, you looked at the way that the different guys were getting in on things. You know, Hurdle even got out there for a little bit of the penalty kill. But then you start talking about the block shots that we saw, whether it was on the kill or otherwise. You saw Benning, you saw Vlasic, you just saw that effort. And it's not that the Sharks' effort hasn't been there in most or all games this year. Like, for the most part, I have liked the Sharks' effort every single game they've gone out. It's the mistakes, the mental miscues, things of that nature. But last night, it seemed like the effort was above and beyond, and it just kept on feeding itself. Like, the harder they tried, the harder they played, it felt like the better they were getting throughout the course of the game. And eventually, they broke Montreal and had the two early goals in the third period that extended their lead from 1-0 to 3-0. And that really, really changed the course of the game. And that, you know, you breaks it open, and the Sharks were just flying free at that point. They weren't buzzing around necessarily like we've seen with past offensive versions of the Sharks, but it just felt like so much momentum was on their side, so much overall ability and speed and just confidence out there on the ice. And it was the exact opposite of what we saw in that overtime period against Vancouver the other day. And that was probably the most upset I've been with the Sharks this year, even in light of some of the other mistakes that we've seen, or, you know, the blown 4-2 lead with 5 minutes to go against Anaheim, and just the way that the Sharks looked discombobulated in that overtime period against Vancouver. And yeah, I know they earned a point, and I know that everybody's going to have a bad night. It happens. But that was just one of those ones where you saw it and you're like, what the hell did I just see? Like, why was it that bad? Why was it that discombobulated? Why was it that disorganized? And sometimes you don't have an immediate answer, and I don't blame the guys. Like I said, things can go wrong occasionally. That's just what happens in sports. But to see the Sharks be that effort filled across the board in last night's game, that was what was so encouraging to me. And it felt like, you know, I've always said this, hockey is one of these games where hard work is usually rewarded, which is one of the things that's been frustrating about the Sharks in recent memory, is that the hard work is not always rewarded on a team-wide basis or an individual basis. You look no further than Noah Gregor last year in particular, where it felt like he was working as hard as anybody out there on the ice, and he was not getting rewarded with the points and the goals that, you know, he was working so hard to earn. And again, that's, you know, that's also on a lot of different factors. But, you know, this year, the Sharks, you've seen some really good efforts by Benning, even though he had a rough start to the year. Last night, his hard work was rewarded. Mark-Edward Vlasic, last night, his hard work was rewarded. Tomas Hertl, Kevin LeBanc, like the way that Kevin LeBanc was forechecking to set up that goal for Tomas Hertl to make it a 2-0 game. That was hard work. That was effort being rewarded. And, you know, against higher quality teams, you have to work that much harder to make good things happen. But, you know, it's not like Vancouver's a low quality team, right? Like, and it's not like the Sharks weren't working hard in that game. Like, sometimes it's just not going to go your way. That said, I felt like when we were watching the Sharks last night, something about putting them in that penalty kill mentality for so much of the game, where they had 12 minutes where they were on the kill over the course of the game, where there were six penalties and a couple times 5-on-3 situations. But again, something about that seemed to put them in a mindset where they just weren't going to let anything in. And while that is certainly not an ideal situation to be in, I felt like the Sharks thrived with their backs against the wall. And it's another time this year where the Sharks have been able to rise to adversity. Like we saw after the start of the year, they were 0-5, and you know they came back with a nice win on the road, and they got, you know, 2 out of 4 on that road trip. And then the Sharks were struggling when they went out on the last road trip and won 3 out of 4. And then they've been struggling this time, back to the wall in the game, back to the wall, being on the kill so much. And they go out there and they, you know, make things happen, and they get a big win to start off a road trip and give themselves some momentum going into this game against Toronto later today. And, you know, I don't think that happens by accident. I don't want the Sharks to have their backs against the wall. I don't want them to spend that much time on the kill in any given game. But I feel like the Sharks have the ability to respond to certain situations. And when they're put in that mindset, they do respond. And it was fun to see. Like, you don't want to watch the Sharks have a bad time out there. You don't want to watch them lose. You want to watch them rise to the moment. You want to watch them meet the challenge that's in front of them and go out and win the game. And to watch the way they did it last night with, you know, Tomas Hertl getting 2 goals in the third period and Logan Couture, like all these things, it was fun to watch. And it was fun to see them put in these situations where they, you know, had to have that do or die mentality. It was like, okay, it's a 1-0 game. We're spending a lot of time on the kill, and we've got to rise to the moment and put ourselves in a situation where we can, you know, thrive here. And the Sharks did just that. So, you know, hats off to them. Hats off to the Bennings and the Vlasics and the different guys on the kill and Kaapo Kähkönen, and everything that the Sharks did last night was a team win. Like, you can't win a game that puts you on the kill like that unless you have a strong group. And I think that's one of the more encouraging things that we look at with the Sharks, is they do appear to have a good thing going on in the dressing room. They appear like they're having fun together when they're out there on the ice. The results just haven't been there to the extent that we would like them to be. And hopefully this is one of those stepping stones where the Sharks will be able to take steps forward. And we know it's not a linear progression. It's not just going to be up and up and up and up. There are going to be steps forward and steps backward. And you hope that the steps forward will be greater than the steps backward when all are said and done at the end of the year. Right now, we are at the end of November, and I know everybody looks to the Thanksgiving checkpoint as saying that's where the teams are going to end up. And, you know, to an extent, I think the November checkpoint is good at telling you that the good teams are good. Beyond that, there's a lot of things that can change. There's a lot of things that can happen, and there are a lot of things that we can, you know, wait and see what happens as we get deeper into the year. And right now, the Sharks are in a wait and see mode. Like, we are going to wait and see what this team turns into and what they are capable of. And I know that's not immediately what everyone is looking for, but, you know, to me, it's fun. Like, I enjoy watching the Sharks at this point in terms of, it's more of a battle. It's more of an unknown. You don't know where things are going to go, and you don't know who's going to get traded, and you don't know who's going to be on the team a year from now. And you don't really know exactly where things are with the franchise in terms of, like I said, all year long, like, this is a best case scenario bubble team. That said, watching the team last night in a very difficult situation where they had to be not perfect, but they had to be highly competitive, where their compete level had to be at another level, where they had to deal with so much adversity over the course of the game. To watch them flourish in those circumstances, while Kaapo Kähkönen, who hadn't had a good go as of late, is able to step in and have a really high caliber performance, it was fun to see. And that fun, that joy that we associate with the Sharks has not been there nearly enough this year. There's been too much, you know, sad face Tomas Hertl. You want to see Logan Couture smiling. You want to see Erik Karlsson out there, you know, talking trash out on the ice and giving us good one-liners that the mics pick up. That's what you want to see. And it's another big challenge tonight for the Sharks to keep the good times rolling. But we're going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some of this post-game reaction. You're on Morning Tide.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Sharks to start the third period, and it's still 1-0. A turnover. Hertl, he had Meyer in front and hit him in the foot. Čičak, LeBanc, they score! LeBanc and Čičak got assists on the Hertl goal. Here's a breakaway for Couture! Scores! The captain!
We needed it. And it was, obviously it was a funny game with all the penalties. You know, we haven't had that type of game in a long time. So special teams are huge. Our penalty kill was huge. That kill to start the third period and a huge block by Benning kind of gave us a little bit of juice. And we score right after it. And, but we needed it.
Needed it, they did, as we're back on Morning Tide on a Wednesday morning. I hope everybody is enjoying themselves because we have not been able to wake up winners nearly enough this year. But we are doing it today after a very impressive Sharks win, a shutout over Montreal on the road. The road Sharks continue to be the surprise of the season, I guess, in one way. But, you know, they did it last night with their penalty kill, which was absolutely phenomenal. Head coach David Quinn.
Keeps going, yeah. It's again, I think it's a testament to, you know, the coaches that have been here that have coached it. And I think Ryan's done a great job picking up where they left off from last year. And, you know, it's not easy when you step into a situation. You got the number two penalty kill in the league last year, and you want to put your touch on it, but you also understand that this thing's been very successful. So I think we, and Ryan in particular, has found a really good balance of, you know, putting his fingerprints on it, but also understanding that this thing wasn't broken.
And Quinn also talked about the confidence in which he feels when they do go on the kill.
Yeah, listen, when you've been killing them with the success rate that we have, you have a swagger to you when you kill penalties. So I thought we had good swagger tonight. We've had swagger for a while killing penalties.
And Tomas Hertl weighed in on the kill as well.
Yeah, we got always the bet. Kind of the group is same, and, you know, it's just hardworking. You know, we got hardworking guys. They don't scare block shot, and they put everything there, you know, and it's a lot of skating because we pressing a lot, and teams have troubles, even, you know, the top teams. So it's really, really helping us, you know, especially tonight, because we give up a lot of kills tonight, especially even 5-3. And again, you know, with a couple of big blocks in 5-3, and I think that was the game changer because we score after it two goals.
Yeah, obviously the momentum of the kill to start off the third period and then turning it into immediate goals, that was where the game swung. It was very impressive to watch and to see them take advantage of the situation and suddenly turn the game on its head after they've been fighting so hard to maintain that 1-0 lead. But it also backed up and gave offensive support to what they've been getting from Kaapo over that course of the game. I mean, he was brilliant from start to finish and really just had his best performance, in my opinion, with the San Jose Sharks.
Honestly, I feel for him so happy. You know, he was great, and, you know, that's kind of what he needs, I think, from him back, you know. And you know, he was great tonight. He looked confident in that. He made a good place, you know, on PK, and it wasn't easy because we gave up some chances, but really, really strong game from him.
And here's a little bit from Kaapo Kähkönen and his thoughts on the game.
Yeah, that's great. But it also tells a lot about, about the way we played as a team tonight. Huge blocks, huge kills. you know, get sticks on a PK and taking away seams and you know, boxing out guys so I could see pucks. So huge thanks to the guys in front of me.
And he also talked about the fact that they were able to hold on while they had that 1-0 lead, disallowed goals, building momentum throughout the entirety of the game.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, during a game, there's times, you know, we get big goals, timely goals, and the other way, you know, we don't give up a goal. That's huge. It eats their momentum, and you know, they don't really get going, and we obviously get energy from that. So I think it was great today.
And of course, one of the things that everyone is trying to figure out is the difference between the road Sharks and the home Sharks. And right now, it doesn't seem like anybody has a definitive answer for exactly what's happening. Mark Edward Vlasic.
I don't know. If we found what the solution is on the road, we would bring it at home. Hopefully we find out what it is, yeah. You know, when we get back, and because it'd be nice to win some games at home, not to just rely on the road, because winning on the road is not as easy as, I mean, every game's tough, but when you go in other arena, in other buildings, it's a lot tougher than when you're with your home crowd. So I don't know what it is, but we'll pick up a win wherever we get it.
Yeah, and they do need to figure out the solution to have this same success that they have had on the road to happen at home, because like the road wins, it's not like it's accidental. It's not like they are playing the same style of hockey that they are playing at home. I feel like they're more aggressive on the road. I feel like they're more playing with conviction on the road. I feel like they're just a better team on the road. And maybe it is that backs against the wall mentality. Maybe it's the fact that it's just a more, you know, discomforting situation, and they feel like they have to be that much better, that they won't have the crowd on their side, that they don't have really anything going for them in the sense of it's not comfortable. Like, I don't want the Sharks to be one of those teams that excels with discomfort, even if it is good that they can excel with discomfort. Like, they need to figure this out. They need to figure out why they're not a better team at home and why they are having this success on the road, and figure out what they can do to make it, you know, be both ways, to be able to take that mentality that they have on the road and turn it into success at home. Because if they could, they would be in a playoff position right now. There would be a lot less concern around the Sharks. And my hope is they still can figure that out. And that's got to carry over into today. Now, I know you look at what's going to happen in this game against Toronto. The Sharks are going to be dealing with some tired legs. I would imagine we're going to see Kaapo in net again. They need to be able to weather those moments where the fatigue sets in before they get a couple of days off. They need to be able to handle the attack of Toronto, which we know is very, very potent. But the Sharks have played well against Toronto in recent memory, and I think that they are capable of beating Toronto. But, you know, nothing is going to be easy. Nothing is going to be, a walk in the park in terms of what the Sharks are going to see in this game. They have to play relatively mistake-free, or like they did last night. When they do make the mistakes, don't panic. Take it in stride. Recover. Set yourself up for success. Atone for your sin. Make sure you can, you know, get it back on the other end of the ice. The Sharks were good on the forecheck last night when they weren't on the penalty kill. The Sharks were an aggressive team last night. These are things that have to carry over into today's game against a good Toronto team. And this is another instance where you would hope to see that momentum really can be a thing in the NHL. And plus, it's the whole idea of getting greedy. Like, we know that the San Jose Sharks are capable of winning on the road this year. We've seen them do it 6 times in 11 games. So now it's time for the Sharks to be that quote-unquote greedy team to think that, hey, we got one on the road, we're halfway to 500. See if they can get to an immediate 500 road trip today by winning the first two with two more after that. And then see if you can win three, see if you can win four. I know it sounds so easy when we spell it out like that, but getting that first win is the most important one. Now we see if they can take a little bit of that with them. And it's something that they haven't done also on the road this year, is win that first game on a road trip. Maybe that's the difference this time around for them to be able to win 4 out of 4. And I know with 2 back-to-backs, that sounds relatively difficult to do. And people are thinking, Ted, you're getting ahead of yourself. But you know what? I want to get ahead of myself. I want to talk about a Sharks team that's capable of winning multiple games, winning back-to-backs, being capable of winning on the road, and then taking that back home and capitalizing upon it as well. Because, again, the Sharks, not that far off. It's one of the most frustrating things that we've seen this year, and it's one of the most just perplexing things. They're good on the road. 6-5, I classify as good on the road. and they've only got 2 wins at home this year. It doesn't make any sense. It's something that needs to be fixed. It's something that needs to be rectified. And if they were good at home this year, again, they would be in a playoff position. So Toronto, a big challenge today. We get to see what they have in store for us. We get to see if there are going to be any lineup changes. Be sure to join us on the build-up. That is going to start at 1 o'clock today. As we get you ready for Sharks hockey, they are going to be in Toronto taking on the Leafs. We're out of time for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.